Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, he's been mayor for 2 years now, and did you ever think that your first 2 years job would be including all the stuff that's going on?
It's been pretty amazing. It really has. There could be a good book about this one day somebody could write.
Well, we've had good, we've had bad, and a lot of in between. So how do you think we're weathering all this coronavirus situation here in Rock Hill?
Well, you know, I'm very proud of the people of Rock Hill, and I guess to answer that question, you got to do it in two ways. First, as to the city of Rock Hill, the organization, the political subdivision, if you will. You know, the city started about 2 weeks ago now, started to do extra sanitizing, extra cleaning, continued that, and has ramped that up a great bit. So feel real good about being prepared as you could be for what's going on at City Hall and at our city departments, and we're continuing to provide the service. I had a water leak at my meter box this morning. The guy was out there first thing this morning from the city to see if it was my responsibility or if it was actually the city meter. Hadn't heard yet, which it is, but we'll find out. And so we're continuing to do our jobs. The city itself is doing what it does, and their tagline is always on, and they are. Our police officers, I see them all over town. I find that reassuring. I hope everyone else does as well. Our firefighters are taking extra precautions. As you know, if one person gets sick in a station, that's trouble.
Sure.
And then we're clicked in and working very well with the state and with the county and their emergency preparedness group, led by Andy Merriman, who does a great job. And real feeling real good about that. And then as the community as a whole, I've been out. I every day go out to a grocery store or another place and just walk around. I'll buy something small to carry up to the counter and just sort of try to catch eye contact with people, say something to someone. Of course, someone will stop me and want to talk. And, you know, people's spirits, you know, there's a reason we're Americans. And you can see that when you're out and among the people 6 feet away, you know, not shaking hands. But you can see as people, we get it. And that's a reassuring thing, I think, for me as mayor, knowing that the people in our community understand we have to come together at this time and do things to make sure that those that are less healthy than others are protected by the actions all of us take.
It's interesting just to see how people have come inside here to Substation 2. You can still pick up your food, just can't dine in. And they've separated themselves. Mm-hmm. They're very orderly and do what they have to do. Very pleasant. Don't see any scowls on anybody's faces. But when you look at how many, let's just talk about the restaurant industry, how many restaurants we've got in Rock Hill and how this is impacting them, I know that concerns you.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, because that's part of the big infrastructure of this community.
Sure. Well, last night we bought our food from the White Horse by sitting out on the curb waiting for them to walk out, and the food was as good as always. You know, every restaurateur, every retail establishment continues to do what they've always done as they can. But I don't think, as I've said before, this isn't going to last forever.
Yeah.
This isn't going to last for, I don't believe, for a long, long time. And I think, you know, as smart as we can be now, the shorter that duration and interruption into our ordinary lifestyle is going to be. Now, there'll always, I say always, for a good year or so, there are going to have to be practices we all take to protect ourselves, because this isn't going away. But that flatten the curve argument is what we're after right now.
And believe me, this is everywhere. I just was talking to you about, I had to go up to Charlotte this morning, and the traffic is way down. The parking decks are empty. I mean, a lot of people doing things from home. I got all that. It's a whole different paradigm. All right, so let's take a look at our indoor sports arena,
yes,
which has just gotten started and record crowds and numbers in there. And, of course, you've been forced to cancel those events. And I'm hoping that those events are going to be rescheduled somehow.
Well, we don't have any time on our calendar in the future.
That's exactly right. So the hospitality tax that is generated by these events is helping to pay for the bond that was necessary to take out to build that thing. So when you hit a blip like this, and I don't know whether anybody anticipates something like this when you're doing your planning, I mean, that's got to throw off your revenue model in terms of what we expected versus what's happening.
Oh, well, that's true. I mean, there's no question that's true. So far, I think just the next three weekends have canceled. You know, more may be, very likely more may be, but we don't know that yet. But the fact of the matter is, you only pay a bond payment once a year. So we've got time. This isn't like my mortgage payment, which I have to make every month. So we've got time to make a good bit of this up. We've been doing a great job. It's just last week I got a report from our city manager that shows how much in the 2 years since I've been mayor, we've increased our reserves, both in our utility fund and our general fund. We've got a lot more money set back than we ever have before, well, than we have in the last 12 years. So we've been taking precautions, not for this example, but for recognizing that as much growth that's coming into Rock Hill, as much as we're seeing, now's the time to take advantage of that, to strengthen everything we do. So, for example, you know, when we have our business license tax, as you know, our business license tax we've cut so that now 94% of businesses in Rock Hill this year paid less than what they've ever paid for business taxes in the city of Rock Hill. The revenue from business license will actually increase. Now, how does that happen? Growth. That's just doing what we're doing and being able to flatten the cost for everybody because of the growth that we've seen come into our community. So we've been working not for this episode, but for making sure that our financial health is even stronger than it's always been.
Well, your city manager, David Behan, was in yesterday for an interview with Matthew Cray, and I know I heard some excerpts of it on the air this morning. And obviously, people who deal with all these numbers and bonds and what have you, they're saying, look, here's an opportunity for us. We can go back and refinance. We never thought the rates are great now with what we have, but we can make them even better by this, you know, the changes in what the Fed has done. And you guys are going to go after that. Why not?
Oh my goodness. On $23 million in adjustable rate notes that we have outstanding there, we're going to, we're waiting on a proposal we should get in by Monday, but when we have our hearing. We will not extend the term. So I think they were scheduled to be paid off in full within 12 years, if I remember correctly. We'll refinance and still pay it off in 12 years. But, of course, we haven't got the final bid, but our projections were we may save an additional $500,000 over those 12 years. And I'm not making an argument against a bank when I say it this way, but that's $500,000 that the people of Rock Hill get the benefit of, not a certain bank gets the benefit of. So we'll do that every single day
Absolutely. We
can.
Absolutely. And I think David's comment was the same $500,000, but it could be higher.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it could be.
Well,
could
if rates
be
go up, it's all that saved that you didn't have to. Absolutely.
So there is a silver lining in all of this that's going on. All right. Let's get back to one of these many issues that you have been working on here. The county has finally passed the third and final reading of the ordinance for the TIF. Which has, it's interesting that it's called TIF because there's been a lot of TIF back and forth in the city and the county. This is the Tax Increment Financing District. What has come out is, I mean, you tell me, what they have agreed to is somewhat different than what you are, that you can work with. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. I think to step back for a second, we presently have an agreement with the county that terms out in 2039. And the only reason we had to come back to the county is the county insisted 4 or 5 years ago, the last time that city and county amended this, that we could only borrow a certain amount of money based upon the tax value or assessed value of properties in the district. They forced us to come back. We didn't want to come back.
Right.
If it had been like every other TIF out there, we'd continue to borrow against the assessed value, but they put an artificial cap on that. So we're back, and we've asked for them to allow us just basically to borrow more money. Well, there have been a lot of strings that the county put on that just aren't tolerable. We just cannot agree to those. Now, I have not seen what they actually voted for on third reading, so it's possible they could have removed those poison pills, as I called it in the last time I was in front of you. I doubt that. If it had been the case, I'm sure someone would have called and said, hey, we see what you're going through. Let's see if we can negotiate that out. And to date, that hasn't occurred. Doesn't mean it can't happen in the future. So if the third read, the bill, the ordinance that they voted on for third reading is what it was before first reading when we told them what we would not agree to, then we will not have a deal with the county. Does that bother me? Sure it does. Does it stop everything in downtown? It does not. It bothers me because I would love to partner with the county to bring economic development to the people of Rock Hill better than ever before, just like we've partnered with the school district to do that. Is there a question about whether we can afford to do that? No, not in my opinion. As I said, I think on Palmetto Mornings the other morning, I've always got a card in my back pocket. I've been practicing law 25 years, and I've got my card, and I'm ready to throw it down when it's time. But we do hope that the county and can come together and we can work that out such that I don't have to throw that card on the table. But everything downtown is going to happen.
I guess the thing that would frustrate me if I was in your position, which I never would be, but much better man with you there, is I don't think anybody ever anticipated $500 million of growth to pop up all of a sudden. I mean, the city's been working on this for 25 years at least. You know, Betty Jo Ray started the whole wheel, and we've talked about that before. But then all of a sudden, boom, it's there. And I just think I would be so frustrated to say, golly, Dave, shouldn't we all be kind of celebrating in this and doing what we can to make this happen rather than get into these tiffs over a tiff?
Right. Sure. And I don't want to say it's all the county's fault. Now, I'm not trying to say it all. They have duties and responsibilities that they need to follow the way those county council members that they believe is appropriate.
Right.
And I get that.
Yep.
But when you've got Joel Hamilton and Brett Blackwell and Bump Roddy supportive of this development, it's hard for me to see why they can't get a fourth person to give the city the benefit of the doubt. Look around Rock Hill. Everything that's going so well in Rock Hill, you don't have to take my word for it. Ride around and look out your windshield and see the Sports and Event Center. See everything that's going on in downtown, all around Rock Hill. That doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen because the city management trips over their feet every day. It happens because, as you said, we have been working on this for 30 years. We've had great leadership from the mayor and city councils. But more importantly, we have a city manager who's done over 50 bond offerings during his tenure at the city. I don't think the county has that experience, and I don't think that the county traditionally does things like the city does things. So sometimes it's hard, I think, for people to recognize that maybe the city really does know what they're doing and we need to just get out of the way.
You know, you raise a very interesting observation. It's like two businesses that do business differently.
Yes.
I see the York County Council a much more conservative in its approach, you know, wanting to retire all their debt and be out of debt. I see the city of Rock Hill, and these are my words, not yours,
sure,
more of a card player. A smart gambler saying we do this, we'll do this, but not willing to take risks that'll cause you to have to fold your tent.
No, I think the way I try to illustrate that for people is it's certainly a fair theory to have that you want to tax people now, as this county has done over the last 7 years, to build up a reserve so that you can cut taxes for people down the road. Personally, in the city, we see it differently. We think that those coming to our community ought to help pay for the benefits that they're getting from our community, not put the onus on everybody that's here now. So what we try to do is use debt to spread out the cost of all the benefits everyone gets to the people who are receiving the benefits, and that's sort of our theory on how we operate.
We're going to take a big program break. I'm not going to go down that road. Okay. Let's remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, by the way, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And we are open here at Substation 2. You cannot dine in, but you can certainly walk in, place your order. They'll prepare it for you. And you can just walk right on out the door and put it right inside of your automobile, and you're ready to go. That's how it works. Or call it in. There's a third-party system that they have off their website, mysubstation2.com, and you can have it delivered to you. But they are open and operational. Straight Talk, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, we know how it's done here at Substation 2. We want to remind everybody, since they can't dine in, but they can come in, how we do it here at Substation 2. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Everybody's got it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
How's this for March Madness? As the world changes, so is our service to our friends at Substation 2. Effective immediately, whether you call in, fax, or order online at mysubstation2.com, we'll bring your order out to your car, or you can stay at home for home delivery. Isn't a great sub or salad from Substation 2 just what you need at a time like this?
Gold Hill Emergency Department is now open. This is Michelle Walk, ED Director at Piedmont Medical Center. Gold Hill ED is Fort Mill's first standalone emergency room, open 24/7, 365, offering all the services of a hospital-based emergency room with 12 treatment areas. Whatever the medical issue, our team of emergency medical professionals is ready to treat your family, well, when it matters most. Stop by the ED at Gold Hill Road and pick up a free first aid kit. Visit goldhiller.com to learn more.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Did you know Comporium's 1-gig ZipStream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? ZipStream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with ZipStream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with ZipStream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is ZipStream ready.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
How's this for March Madness? As the world changes, so is our service to our friends at Substation 2. Effective immediately, whether you call in, fax, or order online at mysubstation2.com, we'll bring your order out to your car, or you can stay at home for home delivery. Isn't a great sub or salad from Substation 2 just what you need at a time like this?
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across Winthrop, with his honor, Mayor John Geddes. This is the mayor of Rock Hill for the last 2 years. You want to announce that you're going to run it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's never too early to let
Oh, my gosh. Did you ever imagine that shortly after you became mayor that you would be involved in an opportunity that would bring an NFL franchise here to your city? Did you ever imagine that?
You know,
don't tell me you did, because
no, when it all plays out, there'll be bigger stories to tell. You know, we got to let it get through the process, but I have to be fair and say, as being mayor of the city of Rock Hill, with its history, with its people, I think I knew when I became mayor, there's nothing we can't do given an opportunity. And so, no, I couldn't have seen the Carolina Panthers headquarters choosing to come to Rock Hill over everybody else. I couldn't foresee us becoming recognized as an all-American city. I couldn't foresee downtown and opportunity zones and all these things coming. But I got to be honest, did I think we were going to, and in my comments when I was sworn in, I said, we're going to do big things, or we're going to try to do big things, and hopefully they'll happen. And, you know, by the grace of God, we are.
That's right. Don't be afraid to fail. Just worry about the chances you miss when you don't even
try,
right? All right, so let's see if you can bring me up to date as best you know, because you've been very intimately involved with the Carolina Panthers. It appears that after basically a year plus of back and forth between all the entities involved, and I'm the first one to admit this is a huge, huge deal, very complex. I mean, $1 billion enterprise plus, I mean, that's more than anything we've had here ever. So, do you think we really are at the point where this is just about done, that all these issues have been resolved?
You know, I do. I think so. And it has been over a year, and we've been talking. First few meetings when I had and with the Panthers at the very beginning, you know, there was this idea that there were other communities out there that we were competing against for the Carolina Panthers, and there may have been. But the more we've talked, the more we've gotten to know each other and work together, you just get this feeling when you're engaged with the Carolina Panthers. This is where they want to be. And they have wanted to be here for quite some time. Now, they've negotiated by saying, well, there are other places we could go, Mayor, and there are other things we could do. But the passion that they've shown and the stick-to-itness, I guess, that they've put in this project, especially over the last 6 or 7 months, they want to be in Rock Hill. And they're doing everything they can to make this happen. And the city of Rock Hill has. We've worked our deal out with them well 4 or 5 months ago, the school board as well. Yeah, and I want to take a second to brag about the school board, and I guess the city too. When all this started happening with the downtown TIFs and with the Panthers coming on the scene, you know, what we did at the city is we brought in experts and had them help us sort of think about big picture issues that look at us, our bond counsel, other attorneys that we work with. The school boards did the same thing. They reached out and brought people up from Columbia to sit down and sort of help them work through how all this stuff was. And I'm firmly convinced that that's why we were able to get so far down the road with the Panthers last fall, and why they, I think, are so excited about coming to Rock Hill.
All right, so the I don't know. Have you gone through all the final documents, had time to go through these final documents that were released a couple of days ago?
Our city attorney, who, by the way, deserves the biggest pat on the back and probably a vacation, probably a sabbatical for what he's been through on this. The last draft I got of the intergovernmental agreement was a week ago. I have not seen the documents that have gone to the county that they're voting on. I haven't read those, but I've stayed in the loop and looked at that and, you know, commented about things from a city perspective throughout. And as of last week, we were very close to it all being done and everybody being happy. I've talked to the Panthers after the county's first reading, and comment to me was, how soon can we do this groundbreaking? And I said, I'm ready. You know, let's go in April. And they said, we're ready. So now that was before the virus, so we'll put it off a little bit, I'm sure. But yeah, we're almost there.
The county has one more reading, which includes a public hearing, and that's supposed to happen on the 30th of March. It'll be a great day. That's my wedding anniversary, by the way.
Ah,
so
how many years?
I
got you.
Actually, I'll tell you what, it'd be 46 years.
Well, congratulations.
How about that, huh? So, if that happens, what else would the city have to do as far as its final? You've had first reading on whatever your ordinance is.
We only have two, so we're at our last reading as well. So we're just waiting for the financing and the development agreement between the county and the Panthers to be finalized from their perspective, which finalizes it from our perspective and the school district's perspective. We've just affirmed we're good with everything. We're waiting on their process. So once that's done, there are still other agreements that will have to be reached between the city and the Panthers as to annexation, how, you know, utilities are provided and all that. But we've been working on all of these for the last 6 months. So this is the domino with the county that has to fall for all the others to fall. Some of them are ready to fall immediately. Some of them may take just a little bit longer because the first one, we have to know how that finishes out in order to do that. So within just a matter of weeks, month or so, it'll all be done.
So your understanding is that there's really, whatever the issues were there that kept dragging this thing out, they seem to have been resolved. I mean,
that's right.
Last time I've forgotten which one of the county council members is here. I referenced the fact that recently, when I say recently, over the last couple of months, they managed to put the county's Finance Director and Assistant County Manager Kevin Madden, together with his counterpart at the Panthers, and eliminate all the in-between. And apparently that was very productive.
Yes.
That got everybody understanding much better what the issues were from each other's perspective.
It got them to first reading and second reading and right up to the public hearing and third reading. So, yes, he was very effective in getting the county's positions understood and the final negotiations done. And the city was involved in all that as well, just to make sure, you know, the whole deal ends up that works for everyone.
During the course of all this, did you happen – I mean, I know you guys looked at other NFL cities and what they've done and what the potential could be here. But did you ever have an opportunity to talk to your counterpart in another one of those cities and say, tell me what I'm looking at here and what I'm about to have to deal with?
I have not. You know, I've waited. It's one of those things, if you're superstitious, you don't want to jinx anything, of course. And, you know, as recently as just a month or so ago, we hadn't had first reading, so there was just real no gut feeling that we were going to get where we needed to. But thankfully, with Kevin Madden's help and everyone else, we're getting there.
All right, so we'll keep our fingers crossed that all this will be over with by the end of this month. Now, one thing I know you have been really passionate about as mayor is this whole business about education and what's going on in the Rock Hill School District. And I know while everybody is out of school right now because of this coronavirus thing, it is interesting to see how the school district has managed to continue to find a way to provide the meals, the breakfast and the lunch and what have you, to these kids who are in the Title I program who otherwise would not have anything to eat.
Yeah, and Manning, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, I'm the advocate for the city, of course, and I've certainly believe the city of Rock Hill as a political subdivision is going above and beyond to make sure we're all safe and we're doing what we can do. But I do have to take a second and really brag on our school district, our administration led by Bill Cook and our board of trustees. Their job isn't to feed kids. Their job is to educate kids. And the one thing that's worried me throughout this whole thing is how are our kids going to be fed? How are they going to have food? How are they going to survive without schools being open? And to see what that team has done over the last week and continues to do and build out, I mean, if there's anything really good that's come out of this, it's recognizing just how essential Rock Hill School District 3 is to our health as a people and how important an ally Bill Cook and his board are to what's best for all of us here in Rock Hill.
Finally, news just came out before we started Straight Talk that Come See Me has been not canceled.
Postponed.
But postponed. Something nobody wanted to hear, but
it will be the best ever when we have it. No question about it. Susan Golder and her team that are putting this on for this year have done a remarkable job. I love their logo. It's got that All-American City feel to it. And when we have that parade and when we have the Moonlight Jazz and when we have the Mayor's Frog Jump, it will be the best one ever. I can't wait for us to have Come See Me. I'm real excited about when it is, whether it's July 4th or Labor Day or any time in between or after. We're gonna really enjoy that one. It'll be the one nobody ever forgets, that's for sure.
And the one that people could not deserve more after all we've been through here this year. Mayor, thank you for all that you're doing. Thanks for working your schedule out so that you could be here with us on Straight Talk today. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Don't forget, Substation 2 is wide open right now. You can't dine in, but that doesn't mean you can't come in. Place your order, walk right on out, and go eat outside at the tables. Take it back to the office, do whatever you want. And if you'd rather order online, just go to mysubstation2.com, and all the options are there available. And why do you want to do that? Because they have a reputation for the greatest subs and salads anywhere in the world, and there's a magical formula to it that we're all going to say together now. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.